The following is a production of Des Moines Sears Media.
Good morning and welcome to the Creating Positive Energy podcast with me, David Sears. Yesterday, we talked about goals for the new year and how to make small changes into big ones. I hope you did take my advice and go out and purchase Atomic Habits by James Clear. Today, I want to talk to you about the unknown. The unknown is scary because it is just that, unknown. Too often we let the unknown freeze us from moving forward. In a BBC article from 2021, psychologist Emma Tanovic, who works with the Boston Consulting Group in Philadelphia and has also conducted research at Yale, talks of an experiment dealing with the fear of uncertainty. Participants in the study were hooked up to electrodes that would give shocks. The shocks were relatively harmless, but study after study showed that despite there being no difference in the severity of the shocks, people who did not know when the shocks were coming reported the shocks being more severe than when they knew they were coming. Participants showed greater stress with a 50% chance of receiving a shock than they did if they knew for 100% certainty they would receive a shock. What does that teach us? Tanovic says that, quote, "If we think in purely rational terms, this does not make sense. A 50% chance of a shock should be half as anxiety-provoking as a 100% chance if all we care about is the threat itself. But this is not how our minds work. Uncertainty can intensify how threatening a situation feels. Our reaction to uncertainty is a result of our evolutionary brain. When we were more primitive, our brains were constantly trying to predict what was going to happen next so we could prepare the body and mind for whatever we perceived to be next. But now that makes us worry about things that may never happen and cause undue stress to us. But luckily for us, there are ways we can train our minds to worry less. One method of dealing with worry is to schedule a 15 to 30 minute worry period for your day. During this time, you write down your worries and go over the worry list during the worry period. After the allotted time has ended, you no longer allow yourself to worry the rest of the day. You can also challenge the worries by following them through a logical thought exercise. Ask yourself questions about the worry. What is the evidence that this worry is true? What is the evidence that this is not true? Is there a more positive or realistic way of looking at the situation? What is the probability of my worry actually happening? If the probabilities are low, what are some more likely outcomes? Ask yourself if you can control this worry. If you cannot, accept that it is out of your control and move on. The Serenity Prayer, written by Reinhold Niebuhr, is very useful in this if you are a praying person. If you're unfamiliar with the Serenity Prayer, it goes, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And finally, talk about your worries with someone, a loving partner, a trusted friend, a therapist, a preacher, or priest, or religious figure? Having another person's perspective can be very helpful when you're dealing with worries. Having this conversation through a phone call, text message, or using my favorite method, talking to them in person, really helps relieve the anxiety and stress of the worries. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Creating Positive Energy and got some good tips on dealing with worry. Please like, share, and subscribe. The show is available on all major podcasting platforms. If you would like to advertise on this show or get some really cool memes, follow me on Instagram at DavidSears1982 or message me on X at DavidSears75 or email me at DavidSears1982@gmail.com. I look forward to sharing positive things with you every day and growing the show with listeners and like-minded people like you. I'm David Sears, and remember, today is a great day to have a great day.
The proceeding has been a production of Des Moines Sears Media.